Mike Reiner, and I've got two topics for Ryan's this morning. We are the two oldest people on the station, and I think that's by a fair gap. Who's the next youngest after the two of us? I mean, who's the next oldest?
Might be George.
Might be?
Yeah.
George and June's are about the same age.
Yeah, and I think it would be maybe one of them. One of them's about to turn 50.
The gap between us, and I'm older than you are, between us and them, it's got to be 15 years or so, down to the next one.
Yeah.
Do you ever think of quitting?
Do I ever think of it?
Yes.
Every day. Do you?
Not every day, but there comes a point in life where you realize a certain kind of clock is ticking.
Oh, yeah.
Does it scare you?
Yeah, it scares me.
Me too.
That's why I don't do it.
Me too. What would you do if you didn't do this?
You
have your music. But
yeah,
that has a kind of a ticking clock to the end of it, doesn't it?
Sure it does. I don't know. I'd probably do whatever I wanted to. If I wanted to do something, if I found something I wanted to do, I'd do it. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't, I'd probably just not do anything. You know, maybe something, maybe nothing. I don't know.
You know, when people have asked me this, my wife Mary and I have talked about this, said, you know, here's the odd thing. If I did quit, I'd still get up early in the morning. That's what I'd become.
Mm-hmm.
I'd grab the paper. I'd read the sports section front to back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd like to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to break this habit.
I know.
I don't know how to quit it, Norm.
It's a kind of legal drug, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It'd be a serious sea change.
Yeah. There is a kind of, and I really do mean this, there's a kind of fix that occurs when you go on the air.
Yes.
When you take a week or two off, do you at some moments feel a kind of withdrawal?
Only sometimes I have, sometimes I haven't. Usually when that happens, that means that something's gone on that I'd really like to be on the air and talk about. Mm-hmm. Something big has happened.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just the garden variety stuff, then in those cases, and this is especially true now, I find it a little bit easier to disengage. But when I hear about, you know, big trade or something happening with the Cowboys or the Mavericks or something like that, then yes, I want to be in the middle of that.
You know, Mike, you're tracking along exactly the same lines of the way I feel. And you know what makes me feel better in a situation like that?
What's that?
I know I'm going to be back on the air soon.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that eventually you'll get your licks in.
Exactly right.
It's kind of weird because you'd like to do it then while the story's hot, but I always know that when I come back, if I will get a chance to say whatever I have to say about whatever it is that happened.
And that's what kind of scares me. What if the day comes when I do quit or am asked to quit, which is a possibility in our business, very nicely, then that fallback position that we each enjoy now, oh, don't worry, I'll be back on the air next Monday. If that's gone away, how much does that bother us?
That would be weird.
It would be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be weird.
It would be weird.
That would take an adjustment, but I don't know. After doing it for a long time, I don't know if it would be as big an adjustment as it might have a few years ago.
Yeah. When you're still running on the fuel of getting here, making it, finding some success.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to suggest to you, let's switch to Rangers, our other favorite topic, that for the last 3 days.
What's the matter with that?
Because this is cool.
And why aren't you here? This is not cool.
Yeah, you guys talking about old stuff is cool.
This is two old farts sitting around talking.
Yeah, exactly. And that's cool. It's usually just one old fart.
And why aren't you here?
Wait.
Which one is he referring to?
Oh, yes.
I'm inviting you.
Okay.
I'm inviting you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
I'd get yelled at if I wasn't sitting here in studio, so here I am.
Pass it on to Danny and Jake. They're invited. All three of you get in one car.
Yeah. Anyway.
Don't let Danny drive.
So what else about being old? I'm serious. That's interesting stuff. We can do baseball,
we'll do baseball some other time.
All right. What do you want to know about being old? You want to know how a prostate works or anything like that?
No,
or?
I'm learning that. On my own pace, my own rapidly increasing or decreasing pace.
Where do you feel it most?
I don't know. I worry more about the mental aspect of it than anything else. I mean, I went and got a company-mandated physical a couple weeks back, and I'll just quote the words of my doctor here because I was a little bit shocked to hear it. He says, "You have a clean bill of health."
That's going to surprise a whole bunch of people who've crossed your path over the years.
Yeah, it is. But that tells me that I'm still hanging in there okay and nothing really hurts too bad, you know?
Mike, we each have our own weirdness of schedules. We have totally different schedules.
Yeah.
I'm still in my old mode of getting up in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in your mode, because you still play a lot of music, of being up late at night. How's your recovery time these days?
Man, it's really changed for me over the last few years because I don't know how I've reached this place where I'm such a night owl now, but I am.
Really?
I've really turned into one, and it is not good. And I really, this is a cycle that I really wish I could figure out a way to break, but I just haven't been able to. I used to be just like you, you know. I'd get up very early and get going, and I kept far more normal hours then. But now, I've just gone way, way off the deep end like I did when I was in my 20s, except now it's to an even greater extreme.
What time do you get to sleep at night?
It's not unusual for me to hit 3 a.m. at all.
No!
Yeah.
Even on nights when you don't go out?
Even on nights when I don't go out.
What, are you just reading?
Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Catching up on the DVR, answering email, trying to run, you know, I do spend a certain amount of time trying to run the bands. That takes a little bit of effort and work and back and forth with guys. And, you know, you've got six or five other people in there with you. Mm-hmm. You've got to balance them out in some way. You also have, you know, all the clients that you deal with. And as you're getting ready to go play for them again, I usually do all the booking for them, like at the start of the year, and get dates locked in throughout the year, assuming, of course, that they're going to want us that long. And, you know, every time that we play for them, I shoot them an email going, "Hey, what's up? You know, we're getting ready to play for you. You need anything from us?" And usually it's just, "Nope, come on out and do your thing." But, you know, that adds up.
Are you starting to feel at all like you look at your calendar and say, "Man, I'm going to be happy when that's over"? Because the calendar, the schedule, not your life. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about particularly heavy work days or months.
I look at my life like that, too.
You're going to be happy when it's
over.
In
fact, I look more at my life like that than I do the calendar.
What haven't you done that you want to do?
What haven't I done that I want to do?
Yeah. I mean, you've made it as a talk show host on a terrific station in a big city.
I've had so much fun doing what I've been doing that I can't ask for more.
You've made it as a musician in this city. You play regular gigs and people show up to see you and your bands.
Yeah, that, like I say, I've had so much fun with all this stuff. To ask for something else would be greedy. Now, if something were to find me, then great. But for me to ask the cosmos to give me something else, they'd look at me and say, "No, pal, you've already had enough. We've done enough for you."
If you inadvertently are in a bar.
What about you? I mean, look at all the stuff you've done.
Well,
you know, you're a legendary talk show host. You were on HSE doing games for the Rangers, the Mavericks, all those years.
Yep.
You've done news presentations, news features, whatnot. You've traveled everywhere there is to go in this world. What more would you ask for?
I was talking about this the other day. My bucket list includes almost all travel things.
Okay.
And as you age, you realize that your ability to get to your entire bucket list isn't going to happen. And you start thinking, hey, everybody has different loves and likes and things like that. I may never get to Gabon. I may never get to Borneo. I hope Mary and I are planning next year to get to Iceland and drive the ring road and then get to this windswept set of islands off the north of Scotland called the Orkneys. For me, those are the things.
Ah, the Orkneys, yes.
The Orkneys. Professionally, there's not a... I hate to say this. There's not a lot left for us professionally, but to keep solid in the gig we're doing. We've got no future of going to Chicago now. Nobody's hiring us in Chicago. No. Or nobody's going to hire us to do a late-night coast-to-coast talk show.
No.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. For us to move like that, for us to advance beyond where we are, that ship has sailed.
Yeah. It's like a tree. When you get to a certain point, your roots are down deep enough. Can't move the tree anymore. All you can do is cut it down.
That's cool. I used to have a dalliance with those ideas, I guess you could say. You know, think about maybe going somewhere else. And, in fact, I was very intrigued by the Mets pre- and post-game show when it opened up this year.
Yeah.
I almost got in on that action, but didn't.
Wow.
Mike, was there...
Had push come to shove, I doubt very seriously that I would have done it.
Mike and I share one other thing.
Did you call them?
Yeah, I made it known.
All right, man.
I made it known that I was interested in that. And I happen to have a pretty good hookup up there.
Yeah?
That stumped for me a little bit in the form of Josh Lewin.
All right.
You would have moved to New York?
Yeah. I'd have moved to New York.
What if they would offer it to you?
Well, then I would have had, I would have either backed down, which is probably what would have happened, because I can't leave here because my roots are just too deep here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Or I'd have said, screw it all and done it.
Reiner escapes.
Yeah.
Every man has that fantasy sooner or later in life, and the escape fantasy.
And wallowed around in the anonymity of a baseball pregame and postgame show host. And for what? Where do you go after that?
I have a final question for you. We share one other thing. I really look back at my life, and I really didn't get to what I felt was a good job. I mean, I have nice positions before some places, but I didn't feel where I got to comfortable until I was maybe 40-ish mm-hmm. or a little more. That's very much like you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look back and wish you had found a comfortable spot sooner? Or do you look back and say, I'm really happy with the journey, and I'm even happier now with success because of the journey?
I don't know if I've ever found a really comfortable spot. I don't get comfortable easy. Comfort and me don't get along very well.
Really?
It always manages to elude me. But... I envy guys who find their way when they're in their 20s, you know, and usually on the back end, they'll have, I don't know, 20 or so years of doing whatever it is they're doing. And then on the back end, they'll have a lot of time in front of them to do whatever they might like to do. You know, that's not the way it rolled out for me. I was in my 40s when all this happened.
Yeah.
I wish it would have been earlier on, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hey.
I don't have any complaints about it.
There are people in our business that it never happened to.
No. Plenty of people. But yep. You said that, and about 30 of them flashed across my mind that nothing that's happened to us or none of the things that we've had happen to us has ever happened to them.
Yeah. No
door ever open. Do you advise others to stick with it? Because, I mean, I know that's generally the answer, but, I mean, like you said, the hit percentage is probably far below 50%, certainly at the level you guys are at.
In the state that the business is in today, no.
Yes. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. This is going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
This medium is dying. It's being killed by those who run it, and the smart play for anybody thinking about getting into it is to think something else.
On the other hand, it is a drug.
Yeah, it's a drug. Stay off of it.
There you go, kids. Thanks, Ryan. I enjoyed the conversation, man.
We're going to talk baseball, Norm. What happened to that?
Yeah, we could talk baseball after they sweep the Rays.
I know who derailed this.
Who?
You.
Who?
Who?
Boom.
Dude. All right, Norm.
Boom.
See you boys later. Get out here, you.
See you, Ryan.